This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And then it was 20 nights. Good evening and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the PDWC 11 showed up, and it is here, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But check them out at franklinarmory.com. So we're behind. We're 2 days behind on the week. So instead of trying to catch up, I'm just going to try to just catch it as it goes by, and we're going to, you know, start the year out by talking to the guys from Arbalest Wall, Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. Good evening, fellas. Happy New Year.
Good evening. Yeah, happy New Year to you, Bill.
Yeah, so, Happy New Year.
Been plenty of time to consider what we want to talk about tonight. So what would we like to talk about tonight?
Well, Bill, let me begin by saying that anyone who knows anything about us and the Arbalest Quarrel know that we have been early and avid supporters of President Trump. And we continue to support him. But it is our emphatic opinion that he has overstepped his authority in banning bump stocks. And we don't take our criticism of this lightly. But this is where the straw has been broken. We're disappointed in his lack of strong support for national handgun carry reciprocity, and want to point out that this is when he had a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate, and we take further exception to President Trump's banning action against bump stocks. We feel betrayed. We feel that his action is actually unlawful. And it provides further suspicion, in our opinion, of his support for the Second Amendment and our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And I'm not having what I'm saying said easily, as I mentioned before, because we are staunch supporters of our president. Now, recently, two major websites, we know about them, we're familiar with them, Ammoland Shooting Sports News and The Truth About Guns, have posted several fine articles on the issue of bump stocks. So we now add to their articles and provide our own take on the matter. And Roger is going to be talking about that on your program, and I will pop in and out accordingly when needed. So I'm going to let you two guys lead the show. In our analysis, we're including a very comprehensive account of the president's memorandum to the Department of Justice, wherein he defines machine guns to bump fire stocks. And it's going to be quite interesting. And we also, I should say Roger also, did a comprehensive analysis of administrative law decision making. Many people might or might not know what a bump stock is and how it affects a firearm. But they will if they familiarize themselves with our article, Ammo Land, Truth About Guns, Lock and Load Radio, and take it upon themselves to get an education, because it's not just bump stocks that's in question here. This new rule banning bump stocks portends a total ban on semi-automatic firearms, and we will be able to explain it. It cannot stand. Now the good news. There is still hope. President Trump can reverse his position. There's a petition that has been started, which we added our names to, and which we support wholeheartedly. It requires 100,000 signatures by Sunday, January 20th. And what is today's date? January the 2nd. We again find ourselves with a deadline to meet, like the National Carry Handgun Reciprocity, but this time we cannot fail. We are calling for all law-abiding gun owners to join us and act now. Add your name to the petition now, and don't make this another failure that we had on National Carry.
So what is the petition going to do?
The petition will allow President Trump to reconsider his position.
How?
And all you have to do is click on by law. It allows him the authority to entertain a review of his decision. You just click on it, and it provides you with all the information that you need to know.
No. What I'm asking is this. You've got this petition. Does it actually show up in front of the president's face?
It would if he gets 100,000 signatures. That is what we are understanding. Yes.
Well, should I?
Roger, please.
Jump in. Okay. First of all, I want to clarify. It isn't clear to me if President Trump can, on his own, simply ask for a reversal of an agency decision. He can ask for the creation of this thing, which he in fact did. An ATF DOJ rule to ban bump stocks. But once that is accomplished, which it now is, it has an effect of the force of law. It's not a congressional statute, but and it gets a bit muddy to get a handle on just how influential agency rules are. But clearly he can reconsider this. Now, one thing that the president can do, even if he can't reverse this thing outright, he can ask for an amnesty, which is in a sense a grandfathering, of bump stocks that are presently owned by a civilian. Because what he's done has gone so far afield of anything that has heretofore existed in any anti-gun legislation, even the assault weapons ban, if you remember, of 1994, basically grandfathered in those so-called assault weapons that were in the hands lawfully of individuals prior to enactment of the federal statute. And that's really the same thing that you see even in the New York State Act and various other state acts that basically ban any new purchases or new transfers of assault weapons. So that part is clear. The point is that the petition, at least if we can get some traction on it, because at the moment all we have are less than 4,000 signatures.
Well, let me get you to hold at the traction on the petition, if I may. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them as featured writers at ammoland.com. And now as featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. So they are beginning to broaden their horizons. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli, we're talking about what is in motion currently with the bump fire ban, the so-called bump fire stock ban. And we were talking about if the petition could gain traction. So go ahead with that, please, sir.
Yeah, you asked about the petition, and that's a fair question. And let me read it so your listeners know exactly what is in it. And I believe it was John Crump, C-R-U-M-P, in an article that he wrote for Ameland, had mentioned the petition as he was the party that took the bull by the horns, as it were, to get this thing going. But what it says is this: why does the bump stock ban matter? As famous shooter Rob Pincus would say, quote, there are many reasons to fight a bump stock ban, but bump stocks themselves are not one of them, close quote. And the petition goes on to say the underlying concern is that this ban opens the door to the restriction of any and all gun parts on the basis that they can be misused by criminals. I would go even further and say that the big concern is that's usually the pretext for any anti-gun piece of legislation. But we know how overblown they are, and they're directed not to criminals, but to the law-abiding citizen, the millions of us that simply wish to exercise the right under the Second Amendment. The petition goes on to say we can't afford to simply let this one on bump stocks go or look the other way. Finally, the ban unconstitutionally rewrites existing law defining what constitutes a machine gun. And that's really the crux of the matter. If anything can make a semi-auto firearm shoot faster, will they ban all those things? Will they ban firearms altogether since they can be bump-fired without accessories? And we only have, I could see, about 3,735 signatures, and that's not acceptable at all. I myself tend to be wary of petitions, but I certainly signed this one, and I encourage all your listeners to do the same. One thing that is becoming ever more clear as you see more squabbling between the president and Congress, and the judiciary is getting involved in its own way, we're seeing a real muddle. The framers put into force this concept of checks and balances. They didn't say or use that term or that expression exactly within the Constitution, but it's clear when you read Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3 of the Constitution as it sets forth the limited powers of each branch. But through the years and decades and even centuries, we see that all that is becoming muddled as the president's office decides that it doesn't simply want to faithfully execute the laws, but it wants to make laws.
Well, let me slow you down here on something, okay?
Sure.
Now, Donald Trump, prior to becoming elected president, spoke at the NRA annual meeting. And the NRA, supported him heavily. And then after he won election, then he spoke at the NRA annual meeting again.
Yeah.
And the NRA, the first ones to make any sort of noise about this was the NRA, where they got out there and they did not take the time to actually word their sentence. They got out there and called for more regulation on bump stocks. Do you remember that?
They did. It was poorly worded, but they did retract that completely.
Yeah, but that was out there. That was out there in the open. That's like trying to catch a bullet after you pull the trigger on it. Now, Trump, as much of a Second Amendment backer as he is, he's a Northeastern businessman, right? So he's never lived in a society, even though he could have anywhere he wanted to, where this kind of thing would be looked at the way you and I are looking at. We've had somebody that you guys have brought on the show before that said it was probably an okay idea to ban AR-15s.
Yeah.
Because he comes from a region where that's something that happens, and that seems reasonable. So he's doing what seems reasonable. It started with the NRA. The NRA could have said, and this is going to be the crux of the thing as I see it. There's going to be a bunch of things with this. And the NRA should have said, well, you can look at regulating it more if you want to, if you want to reexamine it for the fifth time. Because that's going to be the problem. Because the ATF has already looked at this multiple times. It was signed off on by an acting Department of Justice head, or acting Attorney General, who I like, but, you know, the Democrats are calling him illegitimate. So is he illegitimate or is he good to go? If he's good to go, then there may be some validity to him signing this. If he isn't good to go, well, then this sort of voids this. And the other problem is going to be that they're going to have to walk back a whole bunch of stuff. The biggest problem that I see here right now is that politicians are just, they're just really out of touch. Even my man, I mean, I still back Trump. I think Trump was given some, you know, I think he heard what the NRA said and took that as the lead.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill. I think he got the wrong tone on that green light. And I'm reading a lot of comments about the NRA, a lot of people really calling on them to take a stand and make themselves clear. In fact, I intend after the program to send a few emails to the NRA, people that I know, and ask them what is the NRA, how strongly is the NRA going to come out on this issue, and is the NRA going to back this petition and support it and advocate it, and is it going to do so in a timely manner? Because as of right now, today is Wednesday, January 2nd. The deadline is the 20th. I'm not a genius when it came to math. In fact, I failed it in high school. I had to go to summer school. But that's 18 days. We have 18 days to get 100,000 signatures, and we should be looking at 10 million plus signatures, not 100,000. Because if we don't get 100,000 signatures,
well,
I'm going to point
another heartbreaking stat out when we get back after the break. But I mean, I understand why we're not getting the signatures, I'll point that out to you. Just get yourself a nice three-figured shot of scotch ready for when I tell you this, okay, Stephen?
You got bourbon.
Okay. But bourbon, scotch, whatever the poison is. Hey, arbalestquarrel.com, this is where you can find this, the stuff that they write on a daily basis. Also, featured writers at ammoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Still no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tells Fox News that's no big deal.
Well, you know, there is a big danger that the government shut down and no one notices. And in the past, the shutdowns have always been, or a lot of them have been with a Democrat president, and they do everything possible, like closing down overpasses, closing down empty parking lots, closing down the World War II Memorial, which has no attendant or no cost to keep open. This time they're not doing that, and so it's not quite as noticeable.
But Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland believes
almost everybody in the room, I don't want to say everybody, believes that shutting down government is a stupid public policy.
Both sides did meet at the White House today, and both sides are still digging in their heels as no progress was made. Your first day on Wall Street in 2019, the Dow was up 19 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio there. This is Lock and Load 2019 edition. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli from Arbalest Quarrel. Do you want to know why you guys don't have any more signatures on the petition than you have right now? Do we have them still? Stephen? Well, he's still there. Is my guy just not here to turn you guys up? Is that what's up? Okay, well, I can see that Stephen is still there. So let me tell you one reason that there's no more signatures on the petition. In the NRA, out of the entire membership, there are 2.5 million, right? Not quite 2.5 million voting members for the NRA board, okay? The problem therein is that, less than 5% of them actually vote. And there lies part of the problem. We cannot afford to sit back and look at the NRA if we join them and pay them our $40 and say, they're our proxy. We can't afford that. We can't afford to sit back and say, okay, we got Trump, so we've got the Supreme Court and we've got the Senate, and that's going to be enough. We'll never get anywhere. We can't afford to do that. There is no, you know, there's no moment to take a knee here and rest and you know, bask in our success, because this is an ongoing thing. Mackenzie, are you there yet? This is an ongoing thing. So, with the ongoing thing, this is a thing you have to keep in mind. The leftists want to control you. The leftists want to control every facet of you. One of the ways to do this, one of the ways to get what they want, to get us to where we wouldn't, say like the British can't resist. They can't resist anything. They're subjects. So, they want us to be like that. They want us to have, the leftists want us to have single payer, so then they get to decide how we live, what kind of health we live in, and when we can, when we're going to be allowed to die. There's going to be certain points. Mickey Mantle, I've done this story many times. Mickey Mantle needed a liver transplant. Mickey Mantle could afford to pay for the liver transplant. If he'd been in single payer, however, it wouldn't have mattered, because they wouldn't have let him have the liver transplant planned if he was an English citizen, an English subject, if you will, because with the NHF, with young Charlie, NHS rather, young Charlie Gard, his parents had $1.6 million. They didn't need the government's money, and yet they said, no, he is now awarded the state. And so we decree that young Charlie Gard will die. And then young Charlie Gard died. Now, what do you think, given the fact that we've had the Bundy Ranch happen here, the Bundy Ranch incident, what do you think would have happened if a hospital around in the United States said that we're taking possession of this child, even though, and you're not going to be allowed to exhaust every chance, every hope that you may have, everything within your means to save your own child? That would have made Bundy Ranch look like the waiting room at Romper Room. That would have been a day in the life of Captain Kangaroo. How many people do you think would just sit back and just let somebody's child die simply because some bureaucrat said, well, you know, based upon the guidelines, young Charlie Gard has to die? So the leftists want us disarmed. Now, they're going to jump all over this. And the problem that we're experiencing right now is too many of these so-called conservatives. They live under a very reasonable code. And their code is all based upon a set of manners which the leftists don't play by. In their world, like in Ben Shapiro's world, the red flag, extreme risk order protection, gun violence restraining order, whatever you want to call it, the minority report gun confiscation rule, that's okay. If you have a guy, it apparently exists where you can have a person that, and all at the same time, now, you know, Ben Shapiro, he's a good example. A guy can't get out there and say, well, you know, I don't like Tom Brady. I think he should be killed. If he were here right now, I'd put a bullet right in his head. In Ben Shapiro's world, that guy should come down under an extreme risk protection order. Except Ben Shapiro goes to college campuses all over the United States campaigning for free speech. Is this ignorance or is this hypocrisy? Is this arrogance? This is the thing, though. You can't, there's no appeasing a gun grabber. They want the guns. They don't care if they have to take a piece of the gun or a part of the gun. A bump fire stock is a silly, silly accessory, but it's the same kind of accessory as a vertical grip, as a extendable stock, as a quad rail, as an optic, as a carry handle, as a sling, all things designed to either enhance your attention of the weapon, your manipulation of the weapon. That's it. That's all. And maybe the performance of the weapon. But most of the performance-enhancing ones, like, say, muzzle devices, are more for the comfort of the shooter than they are for the actual enhancing the rifle, because all of these guns have one similar characteristic, which is a barrel. Inside barrel, you insert round. Inside round, you fill it in with a bolt. Firing pin comes forward. Pop. Everything ignites. First, primary ignition in the primer, secondary ignition with the powder. Down goes the round on the festive flight downrange. And all of those items I just mentioned make the difference between the gun moving a little bit or moving not at all. And they're willing to take those one at a time until they get down to the point where they say, well, we've banned all of these dangerous accessories, but you know what? It was never about the accessories. It was always about the guns. It was always about the guns. Therefore, we must ban the guns. There is no middle ground with them. None. So, getting out there.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys are back right at the end of the hour, or right at the end of the segment. So you guys, so you heard what I said. Is there anything that you disagree with?
No, Bill, I agree 110% with what you said.
We got 45 seconds left in this segment, though.
Okay, good. All right. I believe that the people are ultimately responsible for what they get. So, true, if you're not happy with the board and how the NRA is running, then it's up to the members to change that by being active. If we're not happy with our government and our representatives, then it's up to us to be active. We have to be active. My calling for support for the petition is a call to be active.
Okay.
Let's do that at the first round.
Okay. Hang on for me. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. Arbola Squirrel. Of course, you can catch them here on Wednesdays, and this will continue on through 2019, also at Ammo Land as featured writers, and at Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my boss want to toss it all the way to me, share.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Yes, I still have the busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. I got one of their fine examples here, and you'll be seeing it soon. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've been talking to, and in some cases actually to, and with the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli. I think everybody should be doing the call to arms, guys, but do you think maybe the Pied Piper that started all of this in the beginning should be getting out there and making that same call to activism?
Yes, Bill, and let me, Roger, with your permission and with Bill's permission, and I will be cognizant of the time, let me just share some quick thoughts on everything that we've discussed tonight, if I may. I've been and still am very fortunate to be able to do a lot of traveling. And in my travels, I learn a lot because I talk a lot to people. Right now, my wife and I are entertaining the children of a very prominent judge from Mendoza, Argentina, who we met when we were in Buenos Aires, and they're with us here in the city, and we've been taking them around. I won't mention the details, but today we took them to Rick's place. And we're talking about the state of Argentina. Our dollar is 38 to their one. And why? Because the government is corrupt. Bill, you remember we had Alejandro from Barcelona on the program, and he talked about how in Spain you cannot defend yourself not only with a gun, but you can't defend yourself, period, with anything. Today I learned that the president of Brazil is advocating citizen armed self-defense with a firearm. And before I left last month, I think I mentioned that the deputy prime minister of Italy is issuing 250 euro vouchers to citizens to purchase a firearm. So what I'm getting at here is that we are in a continued tug of war going back and forth. The pendulum is constantly swinging.
And you're right. We are under constant attack from the left. The liberals, the Democrats that want to take our guns. And I do not think we should compromise when it comes to the Second Amendment. And I don't think Roger and I are asking for a compromise on this bump stock issue. What we're asking for is, let's see if we can get the names on this petition. Let's see if we can get the president to reverse himself. Let's see if we can get this bump stock thing done and over with, just like when I spoke about micro stamping or smart guns. It's ridiculous. I say, and I will, I will always say, I will not compromise.
Do you know who's worried about the bump stock ban?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to know who's worried about it?
All right. Share that with me.
Dianne Feinstein.
Well, I'm not surprised. Now,
but that's only because she realizes that it is a very bad case to make, and if it goes to court, it's probably going to get overturned. And she wants a legislative solution to it, which they may very well get that in the House, and then it would probably get stopped by the Senate. So I take that as a very good sign. But once again, I'm not trying to deflect. You know, Trump, when it comes to most politicians, when it comes to gun issues, they really need to hire a Second Amendment specialist and put them in their staff because they don't really know. I mean, Trey Gowdy. I mean, you think Trey Gowdy's a pretty good congressman? Before he quit being a congressman, you think he was a good congressman?
I don't follow him religiously, but I do. Yes, I thought
okay.
that
he says he said that the bump stock gave semi-automatic rifles the characteristic of fully automatic fire.
Okay.
Not because he knew what he was talking about, mind you. Not because he was a crackerjack prosecutor, but mainly because he didn't know what he was talking about. Because it sounds like it's shooting really fast when your finger's bumping on the stock. Because that's exactly what it does. It makes your finger bump on the stock. One pull of the trigger. But Feinstein's very worried about it because she's like, well, you know, this is not what the law is.
Bill, with all due respect, Roger has done a tremendous amount of legal research and scientific research. We are reaching out and still waiting to hear from the experts, the gun experts, to fine-tuned future articles on this issue and other issues related to it. We are here in New York. I'm here in New York with Vinny, and Roger's in Cleveland. These are not pro-gun places. We are holding the fort down as best we can. We want to offer your listeners the opportunity to join the fight while we're not armed revolutionists yet. It may come to that, but I'd like to use every option available before it comes to that, because if it does, then yes, every one of us is going to have to make a very important decision.
Roger, let me ask Roger a question. What is it that you need to know that you're looking for the gun experts to answer, Roger?
Actually, just confirmation.
As your friend and not an attorney, I advise you not to comment on that. Because then you're going to know what we're going to talk about.
But you can't advise him on that because he's...
You got to read it on our site. And then you got to look at the video when Amaland put some visuals and visuals on it. And then you're going to look at Lock and Load, Truth About Guns. No, you can't tell Bill that. No.
Okay.
You got to read our article. Bill?
We'll just go ahead and discount the audience that's listening and the podcast audience. It'll pick it up later. So, what did you guys do for the holidays?
Oh, what did we do? Why are you doing that? I went to the gun range.
Okay. Roger?
And for Christmas, I visited the in-laws on the west side. It was a small gathering, but very nice.
So,
but for New Year's, I didn't really do anything at all.
So my point would be here that, we advocate that everybody go to Arbless Quarrel and Truth About Guns and Ammo Land and read all their stuff. I do that all the time. I do that with multiple writers, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be doing it with Dean Weingarten later on tonight.
Good man.
We're on the radio, we don't say we're not going to answer questions.
Oh, Bill, don't take me so seriously. I just, there are so many technical things that we wouldn't have time to talk about it. But if Roger wants to...
Well, it's a very simple thing to explain. A bump fire stock is enhanced semi-automatic fire. That's it. It is not fully automatic fire. It's not making more rounds go out of the weapon. It's not firing more rounds out of the weapon per trigger pull. One trigger pull, one round downrange. It's just bouncing, and it's mimicking an action that we discovered quite innocently when some guy was holding one beside his hip and decided to hip fire and was pulling forward at the same time. He's like, wow, this is almost like a machine gun. But you don't even need a bump fire stock to bump fire.
No.
I can do that with a pistol. I can bump fire with a pistol. So whatever it is you're looking for, it's just simple, enhanced, semi-automatic rate of fire. I don't know what the other guys would say. I'm sure that they would get out there and they'd have some other term for it. But it's, generically speaking, simply enhanced semi-automatic fire. That's it. That's all. One round, one trigger pull. That's it. That's all it is. And that's going to be their problem. That's going to be their problem. It's going to be very hard to overcome. Now they're going to have to walk back all the stuff that they've said about these things for so many years, for 10. And they've only been involved in one crime. So I guess we're also going to need to ban claw hammers and ropes and cars and doctors and anything else that might kill you. That's the way that goes. I found out the other day that more people die of inhaling helium out of balloons to sound like a chipmunk. We need to ban helium as well. And children, we need to ban them too. Let's just ban all death. That's the road we're on. Guys, Happy New Year. We will do it again next week. ArbalestQuarrel.com, featured writers at Amaland.com and at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Headed into hour number two. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.